If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Shannon Sharpe's future with ESPN became clear following the settlement of a $50 million civil lawsuit against him. Sources informed NBC News and The Athletic that Sharpe will not return to the network after settling the lawsuit, filed by an ex-girlfriend in April. Sharpe, a Pro Football Hall of Famer, was a prominent figure on ESPN's morning debate show First Take since joining in August 2023 and secured a multi-year contract in June 2024. Prior to news of his departure, Sharpe took a hiatus from First Take to address the accusations. He announced via Instagram story on April 24th, "At this juncture, I am electing to step aside temporarily from my ESPN duties. I plan to return to ESPN at the start of the NFL preseason." Despite the hiatus, he continued other projects like Club Shay Shay and also postponed the Nightcap tour. The lawsuit, filed under the name Jane Doe and later identified as Gabriella Zuniga, accused Sharpe of raping her multiple times during a rocky consensual relationship. Zuniga claimed that Sharpe recorded their sexual activities without her consent, stating, "A woman can say yes to consensual sexual relations. But when she says no even once, that no means no." The suit described a pattern of manipulation and violence, alleging Sharpe refused to accept her rejections. Sharpe's attorney, Lanny Davis, refuted the allegations, asserting that the relationship was consensual and characterized the lawsuit as a shakedown. He indicated plans to file a counterclaim. On July 18, Zuniga's attorney, Tony Busby, announced the lawsuit settlement, stating, "Both sides acknowledge a long-term consensual and tumultuous relationship. After protracted and respectful negotiations, all matters have been addressed satisfactorily."
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.